The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of Wednesday edition, we hope. A fine guest, he makes it better, Harvey Wasserman, author of The People Spiral of U.S. History. Try to find it at a local bookstore. Skip the Voldemort of book shipping. You know what we're talking about. Also coming up in this big show, got former U.S. attorney, our good friend James Santel, the returning champ at 4:30. So please stick around for Jim. I'm sure we'll dig a little bit more into some of the big legal cases on the docket. More Supreme Court stuff coming down. And also, I believe Justice Stephen Breyer spending his last day on the court tomorrow. And there will be more rulings that come before his official retirement at like noon Eastern tomorrow. So big rulings and then a retirement can't happen soon enough. No offense to the retiring Associate Justice. Fancy Brian, guess who's kind of stuck his foot in a little legal jam, perhaps his mouth. Rudy, shocker. The disbarred, disgraced former attorney Rudy Giuliani botches an attack on Cassidy Hutchinson. She was never present when I asked for a pardon. That's a hell of a defense, sir.
But I asked for a pardon.
I don't think that's what he meant it to mean. Let me just read a little bit here. I found this at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani today tried to attack the credibility of the January 6th committee witness Cassidy Hutchinson, but he made a statement that appeared to be self-incriminating. Oh, Rudy. Rudy. Hutchinson, a former top White House aide with unique access to Trump and the inner workings of the West Wing, testified at the 6th June hearing of the House committee probing the attack on the U.S. Capitol. An executive assistant to Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, she was a central figure in the White House around the period of the insurrection. Writing on Twitter, why not Truth Social, Rudy? You got to piss off the boss. What kind of loyalty is that? Writing on Twitter, I mean, you can't even get a retweet from the cheat old messiah that way. Writing on Twitter, Giuliani took, or Cameo. They pay you to go on Cameo.
Well, Julie, you got to do what you got to do. And he's got to be the mouth of Sauron for, you know, Facebook because he can or Twitter.
Giuliani took issue with Hutchinson's claim that he sought a pardon from former President Donald Trump. The January 6th witch hunt cabal has now exceeded even. I can't do the Sylvester voice. You know, he's got the strange way of talking. Just a lot of spittle coming. A lot of that happening. You're a little better at it than I. The January 6th witch hunt cabal has now exceeded even its prior fraudulent something. The last witness was a reckless liar. Contrary to her false testimony, she was never present when I asked for a pardon. Now, Rudy did continue in his tweet, you know, former America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, former U.S. attorney Rudy Giuliani. Actually, I told the president I did not want one or need one. Oh, I think you might.
I think you just admitted that you did.
Despite Giuliani's claims, however, we do know that he was directly involved in the process of lobbying Trump to pardon allies for their actions leading up to the January 6th Capitol riots. Looking out for friends, but, you know, always being selfless, that Rudy. I think he asked more than once, and I think he was probably right the first time. I didn't know she was in the room when I asked for the pardon. She wasn't present.
Damn right I did.
Or, you know, was it just that he was perhaps inebriated at the moment? Forgets who might have been present.
You're despicable.
Yeah, more like that. The J6 committee earlier this month revealed it had obtained an email from attorney John Eastman sent directly to Rudy, in which he explicitly said, I've decided that I should be on the pardon list if that's still in the works. That was Eastman, right? Eastman knows he is also complicit and guilty, looking for his own pardon. I bet he wish he would have gotten it before the FBI took his cell phones the other day at lunch. like comes out of the restaurant. He's already been what? Accosted. Pre-dawn military raid. Poor Eastman and his PJs standing there forlorn because, you know, they're grabbing up his servers and anything else they want under the warrant, apparently. But according to the Raw story, Vance Bryan, other Trump allies who allegedly sought pardons include Rep. Matt Gaetz, Scott Perry, who were also deeply involved in trying to stop the certification of the 2020 election. Now, there were a few other names spoken by the aforementioned Cassidy Hutchinson. Well, she threw Mark Brooks out there and Biggs. Biggs was mentioned. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was mentioned, but it was her impression Marjorie Taylor Greene had gone directly to the president seeking her pardon. And, you know, then there was Jim Jordan. She also mentioned him. He didn't so much seek a pardon as just kind of wanted to sniff around and check the status of who was getting the pardons and, you know, could he be on that list as well?
Way to have the courage of your convictions. If you believed what you were doing was right and so right, why are you looking for a pardon?
Well, it was right in God's eyes because, you know, Trump is the vessel of God, according to so many of these people. That's how they rationalize and justify it. Everyone from Mike Pence, you know, the aforementioned guy, they wanted to hang his ass. But when he sold his soul as a Christian to join the Trump administration and be the vice president. Anyways, that was the earlier point I was trying to make.
Oh, yeah. And he's a vessel, all right.
Well, they're all the vessel of God. You know, he's a flawed vessel, certainly, but he is the tool of God. And that's why you sell your morals and your God and your party and your country. You sell them all down the river because it's godlike.
Sure.
He's God's vessel. He's God's tool, if you will.
Tool, yes. He's a tool.
You know, after we roll the hour here, we're going to talk about another tool. And in this case, I don't mean my little buddy Dominic. Talking about U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. You know, Cruz is quite a tool. And tool of God, I doubt it. And, you know, he's still defending Trump. I find that quite ironic in that Trump called his wife ugly. And kind of, you know, turn the crowd at the RNC against her. They had to take Mrs. Cruz out of the crowd, you know, for her own personal safety. And then there's the accusation Trump made about Rafael Cruz's old man. You know, killed Kennedy, perhaps? And my understanding is Ted Cruz, who today is picking a fight with Elmo, you know, the Sesame Street guy. Ted Cruz is always looking for a cultural war. But Cruz was also instrumental in the coup plot because you needed someone to make the claim to challenge the certification of the Electoral College votes. And it all started with Arizona. And it was, who were those people? Oh, yeah, Ted Cruz and my U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson. He also objected to Arizona's vote. The same morning, he wanted to personally deliver the false Trump electors to Mike Pence. Personally, come back, more devils.
The only reason you get pardoned is you committed a crime.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?
Let's have trial by combat.
It sounds interesting.